More conflicts for the chairman of the Port Authority, David Sampson. Sampson is a key figure in both the Bridgegate scandal and the allegation that the Christie administration threatened Hoboken's Sandy Aid if the mayor did not greenlight a project for a Sampson client. Now WNYC's Andrea Bernstein finds three more of Sampson's private clients stood to gain by actions he took as Port Authority Chairman. Andrea joins us now. Andrea, I hear you spent the last 2 days in Harrison. What were you doing there?
Well, Harrison is a small working class town just across the river from Newark, and it used to be called the hive of industry because there are so many factories there. That's all left, and what there is a whole bunch of land, a working class area, and a PATH station. A few years ago, David Sampson, in his role as Port Authority Chair, voted to approve a $256 million renovation of the Harrison PATH station. Now, to be sure, this is something that planners like because it's promoting a kind of dense development around a transit stop rather than suburban sprawl. But what's troubling here is that two of Sampson's clients own property right near the station, and the value of that property is poised to go way up because this new station is going to be really nice and it's going to be part of this development that's going to make this all real estate, residential real estate, not just fallow land, which it is now. One of the companies, PSE&G, the electric company, owns a big parcel of land there. And another named BRG actually hired Sampson just a few months before the Port Authority vote to approve the station. That was reported by the Record newspaper today.
So couldn't it be, though, that Sampson's firm was just representing these clients in a routine way and Sampson was not throwing his weight around to help his private business clients?
That could be. But so far, Sampson hasn't emerged to explain any of this. And all we have from his spokeswoman, he's newly hired a crisis manager to help him handle his PR. And all that she has said is that he's always held himself to the highest personal and professional standards. What we do know from the separate case, the one involving the development in Hoboken, was that his attorney that was working for him, the private attorney in his private law firm, was energetically trying to set up a phone meeting between Sampson himself and Hoboken officials. They thought it was so energetic that they called it a full court press.
Is there any illegality here?
Well, at this time, we do not have the facts to draw any conclusion like that. But a number of close observers of the Port Authority say that Sampson should have recused himself from the PATH vote. There's certainly precedent for that in the history of the agency, where commissioners just don't vote on projects that appear to touch on their private business interests. I spoke with Paula Francesi of Seton Hall law professor, and she was the co-author of New Jersey's ethics laws. She was very cautious to note all the facts aren't in. We haven't heard from Sampson himself. But that said, she said her view was that public officials should always err to avoid even the appearance of a conflict of interest.
Government service must not be for personal enrichment. It must be on behalf of the public, the citizenry.
And so far, their New Jersey Ethics Commission isn't investigating this that we know of, but there are, of course, investigations by the U.S. Attorney, the FBI, the Joint Legislative Committee in New Jersey, as well as the Inspector General of the Port Authority. They're investigating this Bridgegate and the Hoboken deal in general.
You reported last week on a spike in Sampson's business under Governor Christie. Does that fit in with what you learned in Harrison?
We ran an analysis last week and we found a huge spike in Sampson's lobbying business and his municipal bond legal work under Christie. He's really seen in New Jersey as being very, very powerful, and that's because he has such access to Governor Christie. That's why all these business relationships are raising eyebrows.
You and I, Andrea, have talked about the Port Authority before and other authorities. And unsavory as it is, isn't this the way business is done there? Is this really all that different for the authority or all the many different authorities in New Jersey and New York?
Well, yes and no. I mean, there are certainly great precedent for governors appointing supporters and key campaign contributors and businessmen who've helped them out to these authority boards. There are certainly cases where they get close to voting in ways that might help their private interests or help their benefactor, the governor's political careers. But one thing that is very different here is, think about it, we haven't had a stable New Jersey governor for a long time, and the New Jersey governor always appoints the chairman. So we have someone there with a lot of power who's been there for a long time, who said very explicitly, I am going in to represent the interests of New Jersey, not necessarily the region. And remember, this is a regional authority.
WNYC's Andrea Bernstein. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.